Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Jackson's going to get it.
Two.
Jackson throws.
Three.
Deep ball.
One.
Touchdown, Baltimore.
How did Baltimore's top single caller perform?
Jackson will keep this time. And look at the speed. Lamar Jackson is gone. Touchdown. Merry Christmas. 48 yards.
What could you say that would maybe parallel what he did, right? I mean, it's just another phenomenal performance. That kind of speaks for itself. It's just kind of what he does every week.
That's Netflix with the highlight, I have to say. I like the Netflix broadcast. I know you said you had some glitches in it.
Well, I like the announcers. With the people calling the game.
I loved it. I thought they were very creative. They seemed like they knew both teams. I loved it. Lamar Jackson, 10 of 15, as I said earlier. Four games in the month of December, he threw 30 incompletions. That's it. Now, the amazing thing is 13 of those incompletions came in one game, which makes it even more impressive. 13 in one game. First game of the month. Yesterday, five incompletions, 10 of 15. 168 yards passing, two touchdowns, no interceptions, passer rating of 143.9. On the season, Lamar Jackson's numbers, 300 completions, 442 attempts, 67.9 completion percentage, essentially 68. 3,955 yards passing, 39 touchdowns, four interceptions, 121.6 passer rating. Jeremy, do you remember the time we would have to read his passing numbers and rushing numbers to justify having a good season?
Yeah.
I don't have to anymore.
Well, that's what I'm saying about the yards.
He still has, what, $700 rushing? $800?
I don't know if people really understand. Like, we've talked about some of the guys and what? I think Joe Burrow is now past him in passing yards.
Yeah.
But that guy's throwing the ball 50 times an effing game. Like, he should pass him. And Josh Allen should be past him for how many times he's throwing the damn football this year, and he's not. The year he's having is insanely good. I mean, you've got Preston giving him A's on report cards. Do you realize how good he's been this year?
Sneak peek into Mike Preston's report card.
I didn't say anything about today's.
Well, yeah, why are you doing that?
I said you've been giving him A's. No A pluses, though, because he's...
You don't get those.
Yeah, you can only get pluses.
By the way, Jared Goff is in front of him as well.
Is he? In passing yards now?
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, look, it makes sense because all those guys... Look at Jared Goff's last three games and how many times he's thrown the damn football. So, if you're looking at the 15 passes he's consistently throwing, the 20... And the completion percentage is there, and they're all meaningful passes with, I mean, if you get, whatever, 12 out of 15 completions, right? And you look at the numbers and going, well, damn, how far was he throwing the ball downfield to get that much from it? And there was a lot of that. And I know it adds up when you throw a little dink to Keaton Mitchell and he takes off for 27, but it also affects you when you're throwing the ball downfield. The play to Mark Andrews, he created that time, and Andrews ran the route.
By the way, you talked about...
He did run around a lot of ways.
Yeah.
By the way, you talked about the attempts... Jared Goff has 30 more attempts than Lamar. By my math.
And Lamar's played one more game already.
By my math, that guy in Cincinnati has 115 more attempts than
it's
Lamar.
It's ridiculous, man.
He has no choice, though, man. Dude,
he has 557 attempts.
And Lamar's played one more game than him, too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, that's the other thing to factor in now. You're going, well, damn. How many times you... Like, we just saw the Rams have... What was it? Two or three, two games in a row where they scored into the 40s, which meant the Bills did it, the Lions did it, you know, we've seen some crazy ass stuff from them with the ball just going up and down the field, left and right.
See, at least the Ravens in the last 3 weeks, month, they at least have a defense.
Yep.
You Cincinnati has nothing. Buffalo has nothing. And Detroit now.
That's a fact, the fact that Detroit doesn't have a defense anymore.
Well,
that's going to be a fact of moving down the stretch.
It's tough. I mean, they lost Aiden Hutchinson. And again, like,
now. Not only him.
Once you get film on what the team looks like, you can start to realize what you can attack on them and where their holes are. The teams initially that didn't get to see him without Hutchinson, I feel like you're going in. Once you see some things on film, you can attack that stuff.
What do you have, 13 guys on IR or something like that? 12? That's a lot. Mm.
So, Jeremy, Lamar, Jack, we'll get Preston's report of him a little bit later
at 7:30. Over there.
But your thoughts on Lamar's performance yesterday?
I mean, the guy was amazing. It feels weird to just come in. I feel like now I have to be highly critical of him because he's been so good and grade him on a curve because now you expect more. You know, when you give – we said this with the Orioles, and I know I'm comparing apples and oranges, but, like, when they got good, people had expectations. And now there's expectations on Lamar when we've seen this. The only thing left is to get to the Super Bowl and win that thing.
Yep.
And I think the past 2 years, and I don't know how Mike feels about it.
You have to.
He's going
to
say Kansas City when I ask him who the best team in the NFL is. But right now, the way they're playing, Kansas City's getting better. I still think the Ravens are better. And I know that's he can make a better case of why Kansas City's better because the Ravens just don't beat them.
That is very true.
Whether they're better or not, they don't beat them. You say the Ravens are better, and I won't argue with that. But I'll respond by saying, well, the Ravens haven't proven that they can beat them.
I think right. They do it this year.
Maybe they will. I don't know. That's what I wrote about this morning. Just forget all this other stuff because we really don't want to see it. Nobody cares because there are a lot of bad teams out here. Just let the Ravens play Kansas City and get it done. And I can go see Mr. Wolf, their mascot, give me some barbecue. Yeah.
Do you have a favorite place you go out there?
No, man, because anywhere you go, the food is great. You can't go wrong. Cannot go wrong.
I haven't been to Kansas City yet. Rob went there to have a dentist appointment.
Yeah.
Do you know about that?
I went to Kansas City with the Orioles, and they ended up having a root canal.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Yeah, and then Ben McDonald started calling me Root Canal Rob. Because I did the pregame show that night, not feeling my face. Dude, that was the most deliberate. Oreos right now? I was just.
Rob was like, did you guys see what happened out there in the field? Numb as hell.
I was over enunciating everything.
He had a drill cup next to his face.
That's going to Trippy in Baltimore.
Hello.
What's up, Trippy?
Hey, hello. What's going on with y'all?
What's up, man?
Are you sounding all happy?
The Ravens won.
Hey, you know, hey man, I'm at work trying to get off the date, man. Hey, shout out to the Chiefs covering that -4.5 yesterday in the Ravens cover. I should have boosted up a little bit to -10.5. But hey, next week we gonna party at the bank and we gonna take over this North. Right, going to Super Bowl, man.
Hey Trippy, are they paying you a proper respect for being up on the wall yet?
No, but whoever listened that was in the Ravens, hey, man, I need some sweet tickets this week, man. I need to go take a picture next to that, man.
Hey, shame.
Y'all enjoy y'all Friday Eve. Oh, hey, Mike Preston, what's up with you, my guy?
What's up?
Hey, man, I'll catch you at the bank next week, all right?
All right, man. Hang around. I'll be out a little later.
Grand Rising.
All right, man, y'all enjoy y'all Friday Eve, man.
You too.
Friday
Eve.
Oh, all right, got you.
Thursday's Friday Eve.
I got you.
Friday Eve, babe.
Yeah, babe.
I'm old.
No. The guy that says it is the same age as you.
Trippy that old?
No, Ed.
Ed says it.
Oh. Oh, Lord, yes.
Happy Friday Eve, babe. Jeremy, do you think, looking at this team right now, are they getting in playoff form?
Yeah. I mean, the scary thing is I think Kansas City is, too.
Oh, yeah.
But, because Kansas City does look better than they did at the beginning of the year. But if the only thing I don't know going forward is Justin Tucker going to be better than he was earlier in the year? And I don't think he needs to be Justin Tucker, but you can't be what we've seen most of the year. And so far, so good. But it's been the one long field goal this past week, right? Was it a 52-yarder?
52-yarder.
Or yesterday?
Hit two the week before.
Yeah. So
I mean, you look at Kansas City, though. They're having a problem. Their kicker has come and gone and got hurt and beat up, and now he's back.
At least his wife is still in the kitchen like he told her to get in there. So
they got all kind of things going on. I mean, both teams have those issues. And did I think the Chiefs defensive tackle didn't play yesterday?
Yeah, Chris Jones was out.
And they still did that. Yeah, they still had like five sacks. But the Steelers, their offensive line was questionable, and then the Ravens exposed them, and then they got further exposed yesterday.
Can I say something? Like, the guy that I was really impressed with yesterday in the losing effort is Jalen Warren, that running back for the Steelers. I know everybody talks about Najee, but, man, he was just running dudes over, running into them and staying upright.
Running angry.
Yeah, he's very, very physical, man. I think that guy could be a lead back for someone.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries for $2.99 each when you buy three. Take advantage of this exclusive digital deal. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, $3.97 per pound, limit one package. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.